Shit, where are the questions going? Ladies and gentlemen, take out your scalpels and get ready to dissect another episode of...
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Season 2, Episode 7 of The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over 6 rounds, so they can say they are the masters of the Inquisition. So let's get ready to meet this week's players. On Team 1, we have the same team as 2 weeks ago. We have Tennille, Joel, and Martin. They opted to remain on the same team to get revenge against Team 2, who are still Igor and Tejas. So if you listened to the episode of 2 weeks ago, you'll know that Team 1 are hungry to destroy Team 2.
Absolutely.
But before we get to that, Team 1, what are your... Because we're all... none of us are Czech here. We all live in Prague. What's your favourite thing about living in Prague, guys?
I like that there's always something to do. There's so many different events, music events, street fairs.
There's always something happening in Prague. Yeah. It is, it's great for that. And it has the weather for it. Joel?
Well, piggybacking off of that, like, I'm from Texas, South Texas, and we have basically 2 seasons, really hot summer and then a little cooler summer. I just really like the fact that, I know this is maybe unpopular, but I like the fact that we have 4 seasons.
Right.
I absolutely love autumn.
Yeah. Autumn is beautiful in this country. Yeah. It really, really is. Martin?
I want to say the community. I like the expat community. It feels like a small town. I mean, it helps that you can walk basically everywhere. So, yeah, I would say the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Prague is good for that.
Absolutely.
Igor?
Yeah, my reason is kind of a mashup of what these guys said. Prague is both a big city and a small city. So I like that, walk and a tram hop. You get to the other end of the city pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's good for that. And Tejas?
I think a lot of my experience obviously is related to the fact that I'm a student. So I think for students, Prague is a fantastic city because you get a lot of like the history, culture, and everything that you get in other European cities, but like it's much cheaper. So it's that obviously affects your perspective as a student, but at the same time, you don't compromise on like the sort of, one of the things I love doing is just walking around and looking at the different buildings and something. That's something I used to do in Paris as well, but I just find that, it's got a kind of different kind of a beauty to like these bigger European Western cities. And I like that, like it's kind of different, yeah.
It is, it's a great city to call home. Anyway, we'll get started with round number 1, which is called Back and Forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different topics. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but they can pass it to the other team who can answer for 1 risk-free point. Everyone ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so team 1, which is older, the Eiffel Tower or the Statue of Liberty?
This is a quiz question before.
I hate when you hear questions that you've used before and you can't remember the answer.
Yeah.
Remember the
year for this, but I don't know the for the other one.
We think the Statue of Liberty is older.
You're going to say Statue of Liberty. The Eiffel Tower, 1889. Statue of Liberty, 1886. You are correct. Oh, 2 points.
Good start.
Team 2, what is older, Machu Picchu or Prague Castle? Machu Picchu or Prague Castle?
Actually, you listened to me on dates last time.
I think we'll pass.
You're going to pass it over? Yeah. Okay, Team 1, what do you think? Machu Picchu or Prague Castle?
We think it's Prague Castle.
It is correct, Prague Castle. Prague Castle is 870, Machu Picchu 1450. Yeah, quite a big difference. Okay, Team 1, question 2. Which goalkeeper has kept the most Premier League clean sheets in the history of the Premier League with 202? Which Premier League goalkeeper has the most clean sheets throughout their career in the Premier League with 202? As in, no goals conceded in each match.
I think we pass it. Unless you're a huge football fan.
I don't know it. Whatever I say would be...
What about this guy?
We're going to pass this.
You're going to pass? Okay, Team 2, do you want to go?
I'm going to say Petr Cech.
It is Petr Cech.
Oh, no!
Sorry about that. It was me pushing for a pass.
And Team 2, which player has scored the most Premier League goals in Premier League history? Which player has scored the most goals?
I mean, good pass.
It's most Premier League goals.
Remember, it could be minus 2 points.
No, yeah, I think we'll pass it because I don't. Because
you're gonna pass it across. Team one, risk-free point. Most goals in Premier League history.
We have a couple of different options. Let's go with Ronaldo.
No, it was Alan Shearer. Alan Shearer.
Not one of our options. No.
Did you? Yeah, I wrote it down, but I wasn't sure.
You weren't sure?
Yeah, I don't want to lose 2 points.
Okay, team one, question three. This is worldwide sales for the year 2021, the best-selling model of Toyota. Worldwide sales for 2021, best-selling model of Toyota.
Yeah.
I say we should risk it. We go with the Toyota Corolla.
You're going to go with Toyota Corolla. You are correct. 2 points.
That's all you.
Okay, very good. Team two, the best-selling model of Skoda for 2021 worldwide. Best-selling model of Skoda.
Glad we didn't get
worldwide. 2021 worldwide.
Yeah,
No, I think we
I would guess.
I would say that's
probably
good. I think it would pass. Yeah, okay, pass.
You're going to pass it? You guys want to have a go then? Team one, risk-free point.
Octavia.
It's
I'm
going to
say Octavia.
It is the Octavia.
No confidence whatsoever.
Team one, question four. On Rotten Tomatoes, what is the highest rated Harry Potter movie? What is the highest rated Harry Potter movie on Rotten Tomatoes?
It's either this one or the... But I'm thinking it's this one.
You were just saying before that you thought
I think
that
generally
one
that's considered also the
best,
best
one, yeah.
One. But it's Rotten Tomatoes, so who knows?
Yeah.
You have a guess for this?
There's so too much variety. Like,
I think so.
There is.
You're on 16, two are on one.
We can we can have the...
We need to put
this one.
Buffer.
Yeah. I don't have any confidence in it.
Okay. Then we pass.
Pass.
Sure.
Pass. Okay, team two.
Prisoners of Azkaban?
No, it is the Deathly Hallows Part 2, the very last movie.
We were going back and forth between those two.
And team two on Rotten Tomatoes, the highest rated Bourne movie. The highest rated movie starring Jason Bourne or in the Bourne franchise.
Okay, too,
Well, okay, I think it's...
You mean the title
safe,
or
yes,
the numbers?
So
that's
I would accept the number if you don't...
Numbers.
I would accept I would accept the film number in the series if you don't specifically know the title.
This is the first one.
The first one, The Bourne Identity. Incorrect, minus 2 points. It is number three, The Bourne Ultimatum. Which is an amazing movie.
It is great.
It really is. Final question. The round to team one and a chance for Joel to redeem himself on American geography after the last episode. Which contiguous US state has the longest coastline? So not Alaska, not Hawaii. Which contiguous US state has the longest coastline?
I'll go for Andorra.
Bold move, going for a landlocked country. Will it pay off?
One of these three, I'd
say. No. I feel like maybe this one's
Okay, so we're gonna go for this one.
Wait, which one? Which one is that? This one. No, I think that's. Oh,
the coastline. Yeah, because it goes.
Oh right. Okay.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What are you guys gonna go for?
Go for Florida.
Florida.
2 points. You are correct. And team two, which U.S. state contiguous, but it doesn't really matter, has the shortest coastline? Which U.S. contiguous U.S. state has the shortest coastline while actually having a coastline?
Maybe past this one.
We pass.
So
we're
gonna pass it over. Team one.
I think
this is okay.
We'll go on with Delaware.
Incorrect, but you don't lose any points. It's New Hampshire. So, at the end of round number one, team two have unpicked up minus 1 point.
Okay.
Team one, had the revenge is starting. You have picked up 8. Ooh. Still plenty to play for. So, we move into round number two, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions. They write the answers down. If they're both correct, they get 1 point, and if only one team is correct, that team gets 2 points. Everyone ready to go? So, who is the longest serving US president? Who is the longest serving US president?
I think that's, because that was before terms were.
Okay, question number two. What is the name given to somebody who deliberately causes upset on the internet? Not Donald Trump. What is the name given to somebody who deliberately causes upset on the internet?
Pandora.
Question number three. Based on word count, what is Shakespeare's longest play? based on word count, what is Shakespeare's longest play? Question number four. The fourth letter of the Greek alphabet is also the name of a river feature. What is it? Fourth letter of the Greek alphabet is also the name of a river feature. What is it? Question five, last question of the round. The first ever Hard Rock Cafe opened in which city? The first ever Hard Rock Cafe opened in which city?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It sounds, it rings a bell, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, but I feel like that's...
Okay.
Okay, we get to the answers.
Yeah.
Team one, longest serving US president, you guys said?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
And team two, you said?
FDR.
FDR, so that's a point and a point. Team two, the name given to somebody who deliberately causes upset on the internet?
Troll.
And team one?
We had the same.
Troll, yeah.
Okay, so that's a point and a point again. Team one, Shakespeare's longest play based on word count?
Hamlet.
You're going Hamlet and team two?
We said Hamlet as well.
You are both correct, so point and a point again. Okay, team two, question four, fourth letter of the Greek alphabet, also the name of a river feature?
Delta.
You're Delta and you guys?
Delta.
Delta as well, so you're all 4-4 so far. Team number one, the first ever Hard Rock Cafe opened in which city?
We're going this one, yeah?
Yeah. Los Angeles.
Los Angeles and team two?
You said Memphis.
Memphis, you are, neither of you correct, it was actually in London.
Oh, okay.
It was in London. So at the end of that round, each team picked up 4 points, so team one are now on 12. Team two are into positive numbers on 3. Okay, so we move on to round number 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams have the same answer, they both get 2 points and a bonus 3rd point if a team is bang on. So round 3, question 1. How many US cities have a population over 1 million? How many US cities have a population over 1 million?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would you say that?
Yeah, I think it's around that.
Okay, question 2. How many players are on a tug-of-war team? How many players are on a tug-of-war team? That's the players pulling the rope,
so.
Not including
the same, yeah.
Not including a coach or anything, the players pulling the rope.
Oh, you're saying, okay.
I mean, maybe like average two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question 3. In what year did the Vatican City gain independence from Italy? What year did Vatican City gain independence from Italy? Okay, question 4. This is about walking on Google Maps. I put this in at about 8 o'clock last Wednesday evening. So on Google Maps, walking from Prague to Stockholm, how many days from Prague to Stockholm? And I think that does include a bit of a ferry journey as well.
Yes, he does work on that. I'm still thinking about this.
So it's like a 1.5 hour flight.
No.
Okay, the last question of the round, number 5. The TV series Better Call Saul finished up last year. How many episodes in total for Better Call Saul? TV show Better Call Saul, how many episodes in total? Okay, let's get to the answers to round number 3. Team 2, you said how many US cities with a population over 1 million? Team 2?
20.
20 and team 1?
28.
28, it's 9.
Oh,
wow. So 2 points to team 2 there, much needed.
Yeah.
Team 1, how many players on a tug of war team?
5.
5, and you guys said?
10.
10, it's 8, 2
okay.
points
wow.
to team 2.
yeah.
Team 2, what year did Vatican City gain independence from Italy?
1812,
and you guys?
1919.
Team 1 gets the point, 1929.
Oh, nice.
Very close. Team 1, walking from Prague to Stockholm, how many days?
9.
And you guys?
17.
17, correct answer is 10.
Oh, nice.
Ah, it's actually 9.7 days for 233 hours, 2 points to team number 1. And team 2, Better Call Saul, how many episodes?
65.
Okay, so you both get 2 points. The correct answer was 63.
Oh,
okay,
close.
Pretty close, yeah.
So at the end of that round, each team picked up 6 points. That means team 2 are now on 9, but team 1 are double that on 18. Okay, so we'll move on to round number four, which is called Knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers, and we go back and forth. Team members answer individually, so no conferring, and they get a point for a correct answer, and then they can keep going. If your answer is incorrect, you are knocked out. As team one of three and team two have two players, team three will have three knockouts available to them before they're totally frozen out. Team with the lowest score starts, which is team number two. So name any of the partners, there are seven, or sponsors, also seven, of the FIFA 22 World Cup. Name any of the partner companies or sponsor companies of the FIFA 22 World Cup. These are full sponsors, not continental. So there are a few sponsors which are only for Asia or Africa or whatever, not them.
And you said there's seven in total?
Seven okay. partners, seven sponsors, so 14 okay. answers 14. In total. So Tejas?
I'd go with Budweiser.
Budweiser there, 1 point to team two. Tanil?
Vodafone?
No, Tanil, you're frozen out. Igor, team what, two?
Qatar Airways.
Qatar Airways is there, very good. Martin, you had that too, yeah? Okay, one point to team two. Joel?
Adidas?
Adidas is correct, yeah. Well done. So point to team one. Tejas?
Nike?
Nike, no. So that's your first freeze out for team number two. Martin?
O2?
O2, no. So you are frozen out. I know it sucks when you're going the last of the list. Igor, team two?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is there. That's 1 point. I think it's only Joel left, is it?
Yeah, but it's going to be short. Pepsi.
Pepsi is not there. Okay, so you still have Tejas?
Qatar Tourism?
No, that's Tejas is frozen out. Igor, you can go crazy here with 14 correct answers.
Okay.
Which you probably won't get. There's a few gettable ones, though.
Apple?
Apple, no. So everyone is frozen out. The other one's Wanda Group. No idea. Next one was Hyundai and Kia together. Oh, their sister companies. Qatar Energy. Visa. Baiju's. I don't know what they are. Crypto.com. Hisense. McDonald's. Mengniu Dairy and Vivo. Okay, so after the first part of the knockout, team one picked up 1 point. They're now on 19. Team two picked up three. They are on now on 12. Okay, so knockout part two. I typed into ChatGPT 20 most common fears, and I have a list here of 20 fears that ChatGPT gave me. So again, we'll start with the team with the lowest score. That's team two. Tejas, give me a fear that you think is in the top 20.
I just have a clarification. Do we need like the full scientific something for
I'll accept the common name or the scientific name. So okay, either so is fine.
Because if I said something like fear of heights, would that be... Like, would you accept that or do I have to come up with the name?
No, okay. That would be fine.
Okay, fear of heights.
Fear of heights, yeah. Or acrophobia. So that's 1 point. Team one, Tanil.
Fear of spiders.
Fear of spiders, that's 1 point to team one. Igor?
Fear of clowns.
Fear of clowns. Surprisingly, no. Chlorophobia or fear of clowns is not there. That's one knockout for team two. Joel?
Fear of the dark.
Darkness, yeah, or nyctophobia, 1 point to team two. Tejas?
Fear of snakes.
Snakes is there, or ophidiophobia, 1 point to team number two. Martin?
Fear of needles.
Fear of needles, or trypanophobia is there as well, 1 point to team one. Igor?
Agoraphobia.
Which is the fear of what again?
Wide open spaces.
Yeah.
It's not there. Agoraphobia is not there. Igor is frozen out. Tanil?
The fear of holes? Like trichophobia or something like that?
The fear of holes?
Yeah.
That is not there either. Okay, you're frozen out. Igor? Sorry, you're frozen. Tejas?
Fear of sunlight?
Fear of sunlight? No. So team two, you're frozen out now, aren't you? Joel and Martin, you can really hammer them now if you can. Joel?
Public speaking.
Public speaking or glossophobia, yeah, 1 point. Great. Martin?
I would say fear of the depths.
Like deep down depths?
Like the waters, yeah.
Yeah, deep water or thalassophobia is there, 1 point. Joel?
Bugs.
Spiders or fear of insects and bugs. Yep. 1 point.
Wait, spiders was already...
The spiders is specific and fear of bugs is different.
Number 2 is spiders or arachnophobia. Number 17 is spiders or fear of insects and bugs. All right. So I will give you that. Yep. Okay. Martin?
Fear of dogs.
Fear of dogs is not there. Martin, you're frozen out.
Do you like dogs?
Joel?
Fear of long words.
Fear of long words is not there. So everyone is frozen out. So at the end of the second knockout part, team 1 picked up 6. They're now on 25. Team 2 picked up 2. They're on 14. The other ones, enclosed spaces.
Of course.
Flying.
Oh.
Ghosts or the supernatural. Yeah, failure. Rejection. Death. Sounds like my life.
That's the most obvious one.
I was
going to
say public embarrassment. I don't know. Would that have been accepted?
I would put that in under rejection or fear of social rejection. Death.
Yeah, we missed that one.
Dentists.
Oh. Yeah.
One you might have got about half an hour ago. Thunderstorms.
Oh my goodness.
Germs. Encountering wild animals, fear of wildlife.
Geese.
Loud noises. And the fear of the unknown or uncertain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Boy. They seem very gettable when you hear
them. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah.
So we move on to round number 5, which is called the numbers. The teams will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up to get one final number. If the team's answer is bang on the correct answer, they'll get 4 points. And if no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. You can be above or below, there's no going bust. Teams must have their answers clearly written at the end of the time, so you'll have about 1 minute after I read the questions. Everyone ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, so the number of Super Bowls that Tom Brady has won, the number of Academy Awards that Forrest Gump won, the number of official languages in South Africa, the number of letters in the Greek alphabet, and to the nearest minute, the length of the album version of the Guns N' Roses song November Rain. So 1 minute, go. The number of Super Bowls that Tom Brady has won, the number of Academy Awards that Forrest Gump won, number of official languages in South Africa, number of letters in the Greek alphabet, and to the nearest minute, the length of the album version of the song November Rain.
Do you have any idea about the song?
So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks. So please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Okay, 10 seconds.
I'm sure if you go.
Yeah.
Oscars, I think it's more than that.
Yeah.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is number
12. Okay, guys. Have we got our answers?
Yeah.
We're just adding it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, team 1, what number did you go for?
56.
And team 2?
50.
50 and 56. So, Tom Brady has won 7 Super Bowls.
Oh, yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump won 6 Academy Awards.
Yeah, great.
11 official languages. Ooh, in South Africa.
Yeah, okay, close.
24 letters. Ooh, in the Greek alphabet.
Yeah. Oh,
November Rain is 8 minutes and 57 seconds, so 9 minutes to give a total of 57.
Yes.
So you guys are 1 point out, but 2 points there as well. So at the end of that, team 1 have 27 points and team 2 are still on 14, but there are 22 more points in the final round. Okay, so we move on to the final round, which is number 6, called Grab the Fruit. The teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer. 2 points for a correct answer. If they're wrong or they take too long, it'll be passed over to the other team. neither team is correct, we'll go back and forth a few times to see if we can get the correct answer. Team one, what fruit do you want, guys want?
We're back with peach.
You're going to stick with peach. And team two?
We're going to stick with apple.
You're going to stick with apple as well. Everyone ready to go?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, question one, who was the lead singer with The Doors?
Oh, peach.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus, no.
Too slow.
Jim Morrison.
I know it.
2 points, two team. Yeah. Two.
I knew it.
Question number two, what's the capital city of Nigeria?
Apple.
Yep.
Lagos, Lagos.
No. It's not Lagos anymore.
I thought it was that.
It did change a few years ago.
Where's Google when you need
him? Nairobi?
I hear he's in Lagos for the weekend.
Oh, fantastic.
Anyone?
No.
Okay, Abuja.
Uh-huh.
Question number three, who was the US president at the start of the 21st century?
Apple. Oh, I'm not.
Woodrow Wilson?
Start of the 21st century, not Woodrow Wilson.
George W. Bush?
George Bush.
No, not George W. Bush.
Clinton?
It was Bill Clinton. 2 points.
Really?
Yes. Question number four, in what century was the Mona Lisa painted?
Apple.
Yep.
The 18th century?
No.
Peach.
Yep.
The 19th century.
No.
Peach.
Oh,
dang
it. No. It's like
the 16th.
Like
15th.
Okay.
17th.
17th, no.
16th?
It is
16th. At that point, I was fucking counting that.
Question five. The best-selling beer in the world comes from which country?
Apple.
Yep.
China.
It is. It's snow. Question number seven. What's the psychiatric or psychological term for self-love?
Peach.
Yep.
Narcissism.
It is narcissism. 2 points to team one there. Question seven. What is the closest capital city to Washington, D.C.?
Apple.
Peach.
Apple.
Washington, D.C. Is it Mexico City?
No.
Is it Ottawa?
It is Ottawa. 2 points to team number one. Question number eight. Based on lowest atomic number, the first element to begin with the letter C.
Apple.
Yep.
Calcium.
No.
Peach.
Yep. Carbon.
It is carbon. 2 points to team number one. Question number nine. Sorry, how many legs do six spiders have?
Apple.
Yep.
24.
No.
48.
Again?
48.
48. 2 points to team number one. Question number 10. Which electronics company developed the Betamax video recorder?
Apple.
Yep.
Sony.
It was Sony. 2 points to team two. And question number 11. Set by Stephen Kraft in 2017. 253.5 meters is the world record distance for which sport?
Peach.
Yep.
Javelin.
No. That's a long javelin throw. 250 meters.
Apple. It's the I'm forgetting the name of the sport, but it's, no. The
beach.
Yeah.
The long jump.
Ski jump.
Ski jump.
Ski jump. Yeah.
I should give it to them actually because you did say long jump.
Yeah.
And so at the end of round number six, each team picked up 10 points. That means that team two finished on 24 points in second place. Hard luck, Igor and Tejas. But our victors are team one, who will finish on 37 points. To Neil, Joel, and Martin, well done. Give them a round of applause.
Yeah. Congratulations. So,
thank you guys for taking part. Team one, congratulations on seeking your revenge. At some point in the future, I would love to do a decider for these games. But thanks, everyone. The Inquisition will be back in 2 weeks' time. Take care and goodbye.
So last time we played this quiz, it was nice and sunny, and now there's
thunderstorms. Yeah. Yes. Worldwide, that's within Czechia and Slovakia.
Yeah. My dad always said, if you want to know the best mid-range car, see what the taxi drivers are.
The only one I can think of. You guys should pass. You know, don't take the risk.
You can call it.
Thanks. The toilet seat is up. I apologize.
Team four, the river feature, also Greek alphabet letter number four.
You said team four again.
Oh.
Yeah.
The winner gets a all expenses paid week holiday in Andorra.
It's a callback from 2 weeks ago.
I might just actually call these episodes Andorra 1 and Part 1 and Part 2. I kind of like it that it's ChatGPT, so you have to kind of consider what it's going to come up with.
Yeah.
There's always a couple of curveballs in there. But that's a pretty solid list of fears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would have actually lost this. I miscounted. We would have gotten 446. I forgot to carry the one.
Oh, okay.
All right, I carried an extra.
Oh, that was an accidental answer. Yeah. I think the gods of Andorra are smiling upon
right,
you.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys win, which is kind of looking likely, at some point in the future, we'll have a tiebreak decider.
Yeah.
We'll
come back.